Down here at the National Farm Machinery Show with all the equipment dealers we love, including the Kloss guy. And, hey, it's Greg Frenzel from Omaha. Good to see you, Greg.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's talk about this Lexion Combine. This is, was it 7500, is it?
Yes, it's a Lexion 7500, which is our standard chassis, 56-inch wide. Our 8000 series is our complimentary wide-body chassis, 67 inches wide.
What's new and improved on the Lexion Combine for 2020?
Yeah, so for 2020, we've really changed the Lexion, the concept, the efficiency of the machine. We've went through and changed a lot of the components and rethought the drive systems on this machine. So it gives us more throughput, more capacity, while maintaining, you know, higher speeds in the field, so you can get done faster, but also run longer earlier in the morning, later at night, while keeping, you know, the fuel efficiency. We're maintaining fuel efficiency and throughput, as well as quality in the combine. So
this is got tracks on the front and big tires on the back. So we're steering with which one?
Yeah, so we're on our machines, we're using the rear axle to steer. This one just happens to have a four-wheel drive axle on the back to assist you, which is not required for tracks. We can have two-wheel drive options with the track machines.
But in the Dakotas, we need four-wheel drive this year.
Yes, I hear you there. So that's nice to be able to have that option available with the tracks. The tracks keep you up afloat, and the rear axle helps you assist through those muddy conditions. So,
yeah, and the lot of surface area to either run over the top of the soft spots or prevent compaction.
Yes, and both of those are exactly what the track hits, and it keeps us afloat with low ground pressure, so we reduce that compaction. So
in the Dakotas this winter, I'm still amazed nobody's come up with skis for a combine, but I'm sure somebody wished they had skis.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do, but this is our closest available option to staying afloat, and that way we don't sink out of sight and we can keep harvesting and getting the crops out of the field with our new machine. So
yeah, it's amazing. The ground is still not frozen in the Dakotas this winter. It's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's been one of those years, and hopefully look forward to next year's a little bit better for us. So
make it a little bit easier. All right, well, but farmers always grow big crops in the Dakotas and Nebraska. So, the capacity on the – let's talk about the horsepower, what's underneath everything.
Yeah, so on all of our machines, we have a Mercedes engine. Very efficient, very fuel efficient, but gives us the high power, high torque loads that we need for our machine while reducing the fuel consumption. With the exception of our 8600 machine, which is our Class 8 wide body machine, that one does have a man motor to power that. So.
And the best or nothing, I think, is the slogan for Mercedes.
Yes, that is right.
Well, that folds into Kloss very well then.
Yes, it does. And with these new machines, I'd like to add, with our new power plants that we have across our lineup, as well as the changes in this system for throughput and capacity and cleaning, we can get up to 30% greater capacity compared to our 700 series before. So we're always pushing to new levels for crops that are continually having higher yields and better growing. So,
and you know, that would lead to a little higher speed in the field too.
Yes, that is correct. So if we can get the crop flow through better on the machine. We've also changed the layout of the machine, so it's not so steep going through the machine. It's more of a flatter crop flow, which also reduces our horsepower requirement, but gives us a little bit more horsepower to be able to bring in more, increasing our speeds going through the field. So
hopper capacity then?
Yeah, so on our standard chassis, our 7000 series, we're going to have a 355 or a 385 option for grain tank capacity. And then when we step up into our wide bodies, our 8000 series, we're going to have a 425 all the way up to a 510 bushel capacity, which is the largest in the industry right now. And with that, we couple our new unloading system with a 5.1 bushel per second unload rate. And we do have an option, you know, to kick it down to a half speed. So that way, if you're topping off trucks or carts, you're not overflowing, but you can also get it out fast when you want to unload full speed on the go. So,
or maybe slow down a little for seed production or something like that?
Yes, correct, and which will reduce, you know, the damage and stuff going out, even though our system is very gentle on the crop all the way through the machine as well as unloading into the cart.
5 bushels per second, though, 300 bushels a minute, that's going to unload in a hurry.
Yes, it will, which is always keeping the farmers going, and they don't have to slow down. They can keep going through the fields.
Talk a little about the electronics in there and all the precision ag that's there.
Yeah, so on our electronic side, precision side, starting with the combine, we have updated the operating system in the cab to a touchscreen system this year, changed the layout of the armrest to a quick change button system. So if you need to change the concave, threshing speed, any of the speeds in the machine, it's a quick change. You can keep going. You don't have to dig through the monitor as far anymore. Going further through to the precision side of things, we're an open platform system, so we can put John Deere, we can put Trimble, we can put Ag Leader, Reichardt. We can plug and play essentially with the equipment that you have in your machines now. You can put those into our machine and keep going. You don't have to buy a new system. So,
well, you know, if it ain't broke, why replace it, right?
Yep, exactly. So that's what our kind of mentality is. You can use it and keep going in your fields and have cross data, data across your platforms with your tractors and other machines. So,
well, you said the word tractor, so let's now the Lexion 7500. This is, you also have the 8500 or?
Yes, so we have a 7400 and a 7500, which is our Class 6 and Class 7 machines. And then we jump up to our 8000 series, which is an 8600, is a Class 8, 8700 Class 9, and we have up to an 8800, which is a Class 10 machine. So,
which is all a little bit bigger and more powerful than the one you just described.
Yes, correct. That is correct.
Super. All righty. Well, let's jump over to the tractors now. Some guys, you know, bleed green, but this is the sea green of cloths, as something's getting a little more prolific around the region.
Yes, that is correct. So now, just recently, with our tractor lineup, recently new for Kloss, within the last 4 or 5 years, we have Axion 800 series, Axion 900 series, and our Xerion, which is up to, we start at 200 horsepower and work up to 530 horsepower across those models. So,
well, and again, electronics in there are, you guys can bring in what they've got, or you have the new and improved?
Yep, so just like we described before and talking about on our combine system, it's an open platform system. So if you want to take it out of your combine and move it to your tractor, vice versa, you can still use that same open platform system and plug and play with Deere, Trimble, Ag Leader, Reichardt, all those brands, and keep going.
Okay, super. All righty. Well, Greg, great to visit with you. Greg Frenzel of Kloss. Guys, need to look at it, and we can do it now from the comfort of the office or the Lazy Boy. So where do we look at those videos?
Yeah, so you can go to Kloss.com, or you can go to our Kloss YouTube website, and go on there and find all the videos that you can get intrigued by with our new equipment that we have now. So,
well, it's everything new is very impressive, very technologically adept at for precision ag, and again, really, really like the looks of everything here. So thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Mick. Appreciate you for having me.
Yep. You're very welcome.